This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Promoting this next one.
Okay.
And it's like Fat Perez, you know, joins again. And I was like, great. You're going to make us wait 3 more months and put out the worst produced YouTube golf video of all time again. So, like, it got hundreds of likes, my comment, from other people that were excited about this thing and then got served turds. And so they saw that on the post that it got a bunch of likes and then responded, like, we really stepped up our production game this year. You know, I was like, okay, which they did. They stepped up the production game.
Okay.
It looked better. They did interviews. It flowed better. They spent a lot of money on it, you could tell. But it was still...
Not what it needs to be.
Bored the you-know-what off of me. I was like, God, you bring all these guys in.
Yeah.
Make them
the stars.
Make them the focal point.
Yeah.
I mean, some kid, Tyler, who plays golf at Clemson, I don't give two craps about. I'm watching this for these guys.
Yeah.
And I want them to win.
Well, much like I say Al with these restaurants where he could be a consultant, maybe you could go be a consultant for them.
And I said this to one of the guys, one of the scratch guys, because they're in the golf content business. They totally get it. But I'm like, The people that are watching that are the people that are consuming, like, straight up YouTube golf. And the way that they did this Monday qualifier thing is like what the pregame show does, because they know for the Super Bowl, because they know women are watching. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole country's watching. So we got to do some human interest piece where, you know, this guy's dad, you know, lost his arm and got hit by a train or something, and then was throwing him a football with his off hand and he was catching it. And then, you know, they show the dad and he's like, yeah, it was great, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, all of that stuff.
That's a weird example,
right.
But yes.
Like this, some guy was, you know, building houses somewhere in Africa and then all of a sudden got a call to go play. You know what it is.
Yes.
So I'm like, and then the women are like, oh my God, oh, that's awesome. And like, the guy's like, don't care. What's the over-under? Nobody gives a crap about this human interest stuff. But they do this Monday queue like there's people who wouldn't normally watch it, and there'd be women going, oh, that's so great that this kid, you know, his mom's there, and he goes to South Carolina. We don't care.
Right.
People who are watching this want to see the creators that we watch all the time playing in this thing. That's why the Creator Classic that they do is all the creators. So it's Scratch does. It's all creators.
More Peter Finch, less Clemson.
Right. And good luck to those kids, but I don't
care.
They're not the ones getting the millions of views and entertaining me.
You're right.
Like, I mean, I watched Fat Perez puke up like a gallon of milk on a golf course when they were doing the milk and cookies challenge around Christmas. It was one of the funniest things I ever saw in my life.
In Florida when it was 90 degrees.
Right. And then he hits a wedge to 2 feet right after that as if he puked milk up in a bunker. That guy's my hero, you know?
Not the kid from Clemson.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, good luck to the kids.
Yes, of course.
I don't want to watch them. Don't want to watch them.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. CeeLo just handed me a bulletin. That's the word I was looking for.
It's a good word.
As he walked in, I mean, I felt like this was 1995 again, which is awesome, as he handed me a piece of paper with sports news on it. And I said, yes, I saw part of this on X and was reading about it. So on the latest episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out, Pablo Torre used to work for ESPN. I don't think he still does. He's doing his own podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out, which was released this morning around 7:30. The show's host reported that Jordan Hudson has been banned from the Tar Heels football facility. Citing multiple UNC sources, Torre said that the decision was made by members of the university's administration in the wake of Belichick's viral interview with CBS Sunday Morning, which the 24-year-old Hudson interrupted to shut down a question regarding how her and the 73-year-old head coach first met. Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there's been a decision that was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just the coach in the state of North Carolina, $10 million a year, and that the decision was that Jordan Hudson, she is no longer allowed in the football building. She's not allowed on the football field. Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward. Torre also revealed that Bill Belichick's family is extraordinarily concerned by what has transpired. One Belichick family source told me there is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, and everything he has built and worked for over decades. He added, in fact, the family has been digging into Jordan Hudson as well.
I'm worried for me. I don't want to lose this bet. Oh. He's got to be there week one. He can't quit. He can't take the opt-out.
Well, remind everybody of the bet. I remember now it's you and Al, and Al said that by...
He won't coach a game.
They won't coach a game.
That he will not coach a game as UNC's head coach, and I said he will. It's a lot of money on the line. He took the job. He's a football coach. He'll be there. And if I lose and he's not there, I have to, on a Saturday, sit inside and do nothing. I have to pull an Al. And that sounds horrible to me. And if he is coaching week one, then Al has to go to a baseball game in New York with me, specifically a day game, so it eats up his entire day, and he'll have to watch all nine innings.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Sophie's choice for Belichick at this point. He's sitting around, like, doing the pros and cons. He's like, football, P-word. Football, P-word. Jeez. P-word football. Right? That's what he's got to be thinking.
Maybe he thinks he's really in love. I don't know.
I'm sure he thinks he's really in love, but she's also, I mean, the level of crazy you deal with is directly resulted from, or directly.
Vagina.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. So the level of crazy you deal with is.
Linked to?
Directly linked to how attractive that person is. And that's a fact. You want to say that that is, you know, archaic or barbaric or an old school level way of thinking. In most instances, it's not. It is the truth. People, men will deal with a certain, same thing with women too, in looks. You'll deal with a level of crazy based on how attractive someone is or how much money they
but
have.
But how much do you deal with when it starts to get to a level that starts to make you look bad? Which you could even make the case we've gotten there already.
I think that he is so wrapped up in her and having a 24-year-old girlfriend, and he's got this legacy that is out there, and he knows what he did and has all the rings, and I'm thinking that he doesn't care about that. And he's probably more upset with the fact that people are all over her than his reputation being ruined.
Do you think there's ever a moment, and listen, guy, good for him, good for her. If they really are into each other, that's great. But you ever think, and maybe not even just him, anybody in his position, at some point looks in the mirror, and says, I look ridiculous. Like, it is ridiculous. And again, I'm not specific to them, but any 70-year-old with a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I do, but I think the conversation is I look ridiculous, but I got to ride this thing out as long as I can. That's what I think it is. You know,
you might be
I mean,
right.
this is stupid.
Like, what's the conversation like with his sons that are in their, I think, late 40s?
I think it's, hey Dad. Hey, son. What's going on? Oh, not much. Am I going for lunch? No, not today. I'm going with Jordan. Okay, see you later. That's probably the conversations. I don't think they have real conversations about it. I think that's why they don't have real conversations about it, because you saw that his daughter-in-law was posting negative stuff on social media.
But that's part of what I mean, though. Like, all right, if not having conversations, he's got to, at least when he sees them, know they're thinking things. And it's got to, you would think, affect him in some way, no? I mean, you're a father now. If you were doing something, obviously you've got to fast forward here 10 years or 12 years until your girls are in their teens where they really form opinions like this. You've got to think at some point, if you did something that would be out of the box, if you will, that every time you talk to them, you don't think they're looking at you like, what is he doing?
Yeah, but I also think that when you're him, like he has made a living on not caring what people think and being him.
Yeah, but not family, though.
I'm telling you, right? I mean, he is sitting by himself right now. He is at least questioning, and he's doing the pros and cons. He's going, football.
Vagina.
Football.
Vagina.
Football.
Vagina.
Which one is it? What do you think is going to come out on top?
Vagina.
Probably.
All right, can you add $10 million a year to that?
But he's made so much money.
Yeah,
like,
but what do we know about people that have made a lot of money?
They
it's
want
never
more money.
Enough.
They want more money.
It's like they're addicted to
I'm
it.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
But this is classic, like, $10 million or 24-year-old girlfriend.
I'm saying. It's not just football. It's football and a monster contract as well.
$10 million or?
Vagina.
Yeah.
God.
I would probably... it's an impossible...
Stories, man.
The only time I've ever been in a situation where I'm like, okay, it's enough now. So I remember there's these DJs called Loud Luxury that had a song, and Gina and I went to see them in Atlantic City together when we were younger, and we got a chance to like be by the DJ booth, and we hung out and we saw them. So like a few years later, which was like, you know, children were born and the whole thing. So it might have been 3 years, but it was like a long 3 years. And I remember going out to Vegas for one of the fights that I got sent out to because of whatever it was, like Fox Sports pay-per-view or whatever. And I got to go to one of the fights in Vegas, and I saw that Loud Luxury was out there. So I like reached out to the person I knew that was a part of them. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll go and hang out. So it was me and a buddy of mine who's got male pattern baldness and everything. And I remember sitting back there and just looking around going, all right, I am now... the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fine. It was Gina and I, and we were like probably our late 20s at that point or whatever we were, and we're having a great time. And like now it's just not
creepy.
I wouldn't say creepy, but I felt like a creepy would have been if I was like talking to 22-year-olds, which I was. I was standing there like looking around and I was like, I'm the old guy. This doesn't fit any
longer. You even hear what you're saying? You were 40.
I wasn't 40 at the time.
You were in your 30s.
Yeah, I was in
okay.
my year.
You were in your 30s, and you felt like you didn't belong, and had you spoken to a 22-year-old, you would have deemed it creepy. He's 72.
Yeah.
He's not 52. He ain't 62.
Yeah.
He ain't 60. He's 72.
Yeah. I know. Trust me.
His kids have to look at him, and daughter-in-law must look at him like, what has happened to this guy? And I know you can play the clip again, but I mean...
Vagina.
At some point, I think you had your hand on the button.
Yeah, no,
it's just nuts.
If I
would have told you, when it was the last Super Bowl, he won with the Patriots. If I would have told you that we're going to fast forward 5 years from now, and Bill Belichick is going to be dating a 24-year-old when he's 72, and he's going to be out of the NFL and still coaching, you'd be like...
No, it's one of the more wild things. I said this before, of all the things that have happened in sports... recently, like that whole story is the most unbelievable of anything that has gone on.
And I don't mean unbelievable, like cool, unbelievable. I mean like unbelievable, like it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah. Bill, if I told you today Bill Parcells is going to start dating a 30-year-old tomorrow, you can't make it's not out of the realm of possibility anymore.
I know. And I try not to sit here in judgment of these people's personal lives, but you're right. And Boomer said to me once, he was like, might have been off the air, but he's like, think about it. Like when Sabrina is of dating age in her 20s and all of a sudden Dick Vermeil shows up at the door. You're like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
So then I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, it is wacky, but North Carolina's got the power in this situation. Like, listen, we hired you to do this job. She's a detriment. People are laughing at us. I feel like you're distracted. You're doing this book tour. We didn't have you come here to make us look silly. We had you come here to give us credibility. Now you're trancing around this 24-year-old floozy who's running your life. We don't need this.
Sabrina dating 110-year-old Jerry Burns.
Hey.
I'm just going to go up to the portly.
It's dumb. And it's real. It's just it's ridiculous.
Jake in Denville, New Jersey. What's going on, Jake?
Hey, Gio and Jerry. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning.
So I'm hearing you guys talk about this, right? The proportionality between hot and crazy and what we're willing to put up with. There's a skit online. You have to look it up. It's a comedian, and he calls it the hot crazy matrix, right? So he puts this chart, and there's different zones of where someone falls on that hot crazy, what we're willing to put up with, someone that we date, someone that we marry. Really good punchline at the end. You got to find this video because it describes this Belichick situation absolutely perfectly.
Okay, I will find that. Thanks, Jake. And that's what I'm saying is not like this was an original thought of mine, but people are probably afraid to say it this day and age, but it's the facts. It's like, all right, you know, she's a young, attractive 24-year-old. He's going to put up with a lot of stuff before he kicks her to the curb. You know, if this was Susan, the frumpy head of HR, she'd be gone by now. Let's get real. Sorry. It's the truth.
The frumpy HR person.
You know?
How do you think that conversation goes where he's like, yeah, you're banned? Like, she must freak out.
Oh, my God. Throwing stuff, packing her stuff up. Oh, my God. You need to stand up for me? Who did this? The president? Did he do this?
You're quitting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Please don't quit.
You got to walk away from this job. We could have the Giants job next year, Bill.
Not.
I don't want to be here anyway. Let's go to New York.
No, okay. I'm just going to take my pants off. And hopefully you calm down. No, not today. Okay. Anyway, all right. I'll text you later.
Could you imagine if the Cowboys hired him? That would have been. That's the only thing that would make this better.
All right, Jerry Jones. You got any friends?
Not yet. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Who's that? Who's that on your Instagram? What's her name? Crystal? Maybe we can go out for a double date at a Whataburger.
Just meant to be a circus. That's all I meant.
It's horrible. That's right. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I think we're inching closer. I think Al was spot on with that. I listened.
Not yet,
but I'm saying spot on with the sense that things were going to get worse because people were looking into it, and the Post was getting involved, and they were calling people from high school.
Or you could make the case that it's making it better, that this will quiet it down now.
Mm.
Listen, I'm grasping at something here, so.
She's not going to react well to this.
Well, we might not know. We'll see.
You know what? Fine. I'll stay home. I want to be involved. What, do you want me to make you a sandwich or something? Is that what you want? Fold your laundry? Yeah, tough spot.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. Can't wait for tomorrow, Game 3, Saturday afternoon. CeeLo is back. He's gotten more sports and moment of the day. What's happening, CeeLo?
Yeah, we did a bunch on Knicks Celtics and some of the aftermath audio from up in Boston following the Game 2 victory for the Knicks. Let's get to some things that actually did happen last night. Playoff action in Minnesota. The Timberwolves capitalizing on no Steph Curry and Anthony Edwards overcoming his own injury scare in-game to return and help his team even up that series.
And with it right side, picked up by Jackson Davis, beats him off the dribble. Rises up in the lane, feet will roll at the rim. He got it! That's 20 for Anthony Edwards.
Timberwolves radio 104.85. At that point, it ends up a 117.93 win for Minnesota. Again, evening things up at one. And Julius Randle, a big contributor for the T-Wolves. 24 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds. Now, prior to this game, the TNT crew was discussing the comments from T-Wolves head coach Chris Finch, who got after his team publicly after the series opener.
And on Anthony Edwards.
Yes, specifically. And then he turned around and said, "We're lucky that our best players like Edwards are willing to be called out, even when we watch film." And Charles Barkley, who's of course never afraid to speak his mind, quick to point out this should be the rule rather than the exception, but not the case these days.
I'm trying to read your body language here.
I can't
Chuckster.
Believe that's. I can't even believe you asked that question. To be honest with you, like Ernie, this man is coaching his team. The notion that today's players are such wussies that they can't get criticized is so crazy to me.
That one was music to Al's ears on the show sheet. Wuss boy.
Wuss boy Josh Allen.
Right up Al's alley. So there you go. Charles calling it like it is. We'd expect nothing else. Tonight, you got the Pacers back at home going for a 3-0 series lead over the Cavaliers, and the Thunder and the Nuggets will play Game 3 in Denver with that series tied at 1. Stanley Cup playoffs. Capitals got even with the Hurricanes, winning Game 2 at home 3-1. And then late last night in Las Vegas, you had overtime between the Oilers and the Golden Knights with our pal Bob Wischusen on the call for ESPN.
All the way around to Perry. Skates to stick. Here's McDavid. Working past Eichel. McDavid. Oh, Draisaitl. Scores! McDavid and Draisaitl combined for the game winner.
And there you go. The final call. 5-4 for the Oilers. By the way, I had it inverted first hour. It was Edmonton that had the 5-minute power play in overtime. Did not score. And you would have thought, oh, maybe that was their chance, but they end up getting the game winner there to win the game 5-4 to take a 2-0.
Oh, that is a great call from Bob, because watching it on replay, it looks like it hits the post and knocks out, and he waited to see.
He paused, yeah.
Yeah, that's a hell of a call.
Absolutely. Pretty generic press conference up in Westchester yesterday with the Rangers introducing Mike Sullivan as their new head coach. So I'll just give you one thing here. Clear relationship and partnership between him and Chris Drury going back many years. You've got the Drury extension in place. Sullivan now thought to be the highest paid coach in the league. Clear message to the players that they are in charge. So time to sack up, and Sullivan plans to enforce that to get this team back to where they were a year ago.
Nothing is inevitable in this game. You got to go out and earn it every day. And that's what we're going to do. That's what the expectation is going to be. Is we're going to earn it every day through our actions.
Which is unlike what went on this past season. So we'll see if he has a little bit more success, sustainable success doing that. A lot of chatter about Chris Kreider this year. Larry Brooks in a column today talked about how there's a strong sense, the feeling is mutual, that after 13 years with the organization, Kreider recognizes the relationship has run its course and needs a fresh start. So
I'm hearing an emergency Boomer podcast soon.
If there's a deal that goes down, perhaps we will. So something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, Boomer does a solo Rangers podcast. all his thoughts out there. It's something that I've been asking for many years. You should try to get in on that, CeeLo.
Some creeper over his shoulder in the thumbnail. I don't know what that's all about. One more quick one from Dog on the Pope stuff from yesterday, which we covered earlier, and we'll get to in moment of the day in a minute here. Listener Derek tipped me off on X. So later in the show, after he did his whole interview with the former priest turned bookie, he was getting a lot of calls, including one from a guy who claimed to be a devout Catholic. So Dog quickly wanted to pick his brain on where he stands.
Do you consider you're a good Roman Catholic? Do you want to rank popes? Some bother you, some don't? Or do you look at it how he just represents the Catholic faith? How do you look at the Vatican?
Again, I don't know what the answer was.
You want to rank popes here?
Let's go through the commandments. Where are you on coveting thy neighbor's wife? Where do you stand on that? Is that something that's just a long time ago? Are we allowed to do that? I mean, coveting doesn't mean you necessarily have to have sex with her. You think about it.
We heard the clip earlier the fat guy in Rapid, the former priest turned bookie, claimed that he
defrocked.
Read the new Pope was a Cubs fan, but I've since seen an image of Pope Leo back at the 2005 World Series White Sox Astros, full White Sox regalia.
Yeah, and his brother said on the news yesterday in Chicago that he was a White Sox fan.
Yeah, guy's holding the cell phone up to his ear, just like a regular dude.
Phony?
No, that they had the information wrong.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, the
defrocked priest had that wrong.
Got it. Defrocked bookie had the wrong information. Shockingly.
Just because you brought up and covered the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson update there in the last segment. This is Julian Edelman, of course, former Patriot with Colin Cowherd on FS1, I guess from yesterday, and basically making the point that this is certainly not the same Bill Belichick that I played for with the Patriots.
The number one thing we used to talk about all the time in New England was distractions. Let's not make distractions. The game's already as hard as it is.
And this is obviously quite the opposite.
And that's interesting because the one thing, great head coach, Hall of Fame coach, one of the best ever, if not the best ever with all the rings, all that. And then you compare that to a guy like Aaron Rodgers who sat there and talked about, got to get distractions out of here. Too much crap going on inside these walls, meaning with the Jets. And yet the guy that caused the most distractions was the guy that was calling out distractions. And Belichick's the type that never wanted to deal with this kind of crap. And now
here we are.
He's dealing with it.
Yeah.
It really is interesting.
And in his mind, he probably doesn't think it's as big of a deal as everybody else does because he's so wrapped up in it.
Vagina.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why.
But there's got to be some level of awareness. There has to be.
Cloud your mind more than anything.
I guess.
Just saying, it's just that's what he's probably thinking. Why is everyone making a big deal out of this? Right? That's probably what he's thinking.
He might be right.
I guess. Someone's got to get to him then. Let him know what's going on here. Maybe they have now with this latest update.
I don't know how much he agree with it.
Right. I don't know how much he had to do with this either. It sounds like the University of North Carolina said, you know, you're a state employee.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying you $10 million a year. Enough. Coach the team and enough with her. That's what it sounds like.
We'll see if he does. For your sake, hopefully he does so you don't lose the bet to
Al.
Giants rookie camp getting underway. Jersey numbers are out. Certainly subject to change. But we do have an initial number for Abdul Carter. I don't know if you guys already discussed this or saw this.
We have not.
Morning.
No, I didn't see it.
All right. So
55.
Close. 51.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, these are subject to change because you get guys that will wear same number for rookie camp as a veteran already has. So, like, the punter, I think, Jamie Gillen wears number 6. Jackson Dart is wearing number 6 for rookie camp. So it could still change, but after all that talk about Lawrence Taylor and Phil Sims, for now, it's 51.
Gary Reasons, the most popular 55 for the Giants? If that was him, right? 55?
Yeah. It has to be.
I want to say, not the most popular, but on the Super Bowl team, I want to say Kavika Mitchell might have worn 55.
I was trying to think about the best quarterback ever to wear number 6.
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean,
Baker Mayfield comes to mind.
Oh, that's a good one.
Not a lot of them. Bubby Brister.
Something better than that. Bubby Brister. Jeez.
I mean, those are the sixes I remember on.
I'm sure, Al, 80s, you got anything for us?
Number six in the 80s? I do not.
No, that's disappointing.
I feel like there's not a lot of great quarterbacks. We're in six.
Well, wasn't, I mean, most of the numbers were 10, 11, 12, 16.
Seven became a big one.
Yeah.
Elway and yeah. Boomer.
True.
Six.
Very true.
Mm.
AI just has Baker Mayfield and Jay Cutler as a well-known.
Okay.
Wow.
So not a great bar.
No. So that means you could be the best one ever if you try hard enough.
Yeah, maybe
true.
He talks Jamie Gillen out of number six. And
maybe Zach
Dart.
Wilson will be the best zero.
Yeah, there's never been another quarterback named
not that I'm number of.
Yeah, wearing zero.
The jokes
I don't think
just
so.
Write themselves there. Baseball wise, tonight after an off day Thursday, both teams back in action. You got the Mets home for the Cubs, 7:10 start on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio. Clay Holmes and Jameson Taillon, the starters there. And the Yankees and the A's tonight out in Sacramento. Coverage on the Fan and the free Odyssey app at 9:25. It'd be Will Warren opposed by, I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong, Osvaldo Bido or Bido.
Okay.
In any event, he will be the pitcher tonight for the A's. Further putting a hole in Al's doubleheader theory.
Yes, I saw.
The Rockies yesterday, after they won that game last week to get to 5-25 and not become the worst star in National League history. They've lost six in a row. They're 6-31. Not only did they lose both ends of a doubleheader, they got blown out at home by the Tigers. It was 10-2 in the opener. And 11-1 in game number two, to the point where Kyle Freeland was basically in tears at the podium after the game when they asked him about his message to the fans, and he said, "Stick with us, don't give up faith."
Don't give up faith.
The season's over.
31,
like, 5-31, 6-30.
And then you got the Rafael Devers situation in Boston, as they already, of course, removed him from third
base.
That's
a really interesting one because I no need to play it, but like I heard Al talk about it, and I had the same exact feeling when I heard the story the way Al did. Like it seems like he was really like ticked off and like mad, and then I watch it. And he's
with
smiling through it, yes. And then there are articles written that it was not interpreted properly.
Oh.
So I don't
the
line
know what... about the front office should just go do their jobs and find a plan for replacement
at,
for first base.
At some point that was said, but not in the tone in which it sounds like.
Okay.
And also, again, the people that reinterpreted it are making it sound like, and again, I don't know which one's real. I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
The article that came out, and the guy, he's a Boston reporter who has, I think it was 80,000 followers or something, so it seemed pretty real to me. The way that was interpreted by him was, you want me to do this, it's going to take me way too long to know how to play that position.
Well, he said they told me to put away my glove.
This is not in the best position.
Right.
So it sounded like it was more like, I can't do this. You need to go do a job and find someone.
Yeah.
But it just didn't seem like the way I initially took it, and I think most people did.
All right.
But I don't know.
Something to keep an eye on, because they need themselves a first baseman now with Tristan Casas going down, and we'll see if it's eventually Devers or somebody else. With that, let's get to Moment of the Day. I'll say it's brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Now, we covered the Mad Dog Pope situation, and we mentioned just a few minutes ago, he opened his show yesterday with the announcement of Pope Leo and having this former priest turned bookie as his guest right out of the gate. And as you can imagine, with Dog and all that he's about, that kind of became pretty entertaining. Dog opened his radio show with not Nick Celtics game two, but instead a live guest, former priest turned Dog's bookie. Yes, you heard that right. Who he affectionately refers to regularly on the show as the fat guy in Rapid, and decided he needed his on-air expertise to break down the selection of Pope Leo.
With Rob Kegren here on the new Pope today, this is a fascinating development. He's 69 years of age, which is Pope Francis is 76. He's 69. So they went younger. They do that consciously or not consciously? Just the way it worked out. How about that?
So he's wrapped up. He's wrapped up in the age as well. Mike focused on it being an older Pope. Dog's focusing on a younger Pope Leo. And before we hear a little bit more of this Q&A, Dog was nice enough to give Rob's credentials along with a little transparency as well.
Rob Kegren, of course, he's our pal. Vatican, lived there for 5 years. He was a Catholic priest for a long period of time. Defrocked, and then, of course, ended up in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Defrocked. I mean, you know he had the finger in the air when he said that.
Defrocked. But isn't that classic? It's the third thing.
Yeah.
It's always the third thing. He's a priest. He's been out there at the Vatican. Defrocked. Became a bookie.
And he joins us live now. Yeah. And I love the of course, too, when he gives the
name. Of course.
Yeah. Everybody knows this guy and why he's on here talking the Pope.
A little defrocking.
Unbelievable, CeeLo. Good stuff. We will see you soon, I'm sure.
We survived no games last night.
Yes, you did.
I know you said that's when I'm at my worst. So
yes, you definitely are. You would probably agree with that.
I wanted
as well.
To try and, you know, get through the morning okay. I think we did okay.
I think you did. Yes,
I think
okay.
We did okay.
If okay is the bar you want to get to, you got there.
No, I mean, I'm just, in your eyes, just okay.
I had a good time today, CeeLo. Right. Exactly. I really didn't think about your shortcomings until now, since you brought them up. Yeah. So that's probably a good thing.
Shortcomings.
But I mean, honestly, I hadn't thought about it.
Literally.
No, I wasn't even trying to be do a pun there at all.
I got a lot of that coming out of the bike tour because I posed for a picture next to Boomer. People were like, "Didn't realize you were that short." I'm like, "Well,
biggest
I mean,
mistake to make.
I'm kind of average, but when you stand next to a dude who's 6'5", it stands out a little bit more." One was like, did you ride a tricycle? One guy called him Mighty Mouse. So it was fun.
Last photo I took with the guys, I was called by numerous people a troll. So I know what you mean.
Yeah, and everybody thinks I'm short. And then they see me with a picture, they're like, "Oh, wow, you're lying about your height."
That's right.
I'm like, well, why would I? Just because I lean over, I got terrible posture, and I'm next to a Norwegian giant.
Pretty much.
Do what you got to do.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. It is wet out there. I don't believe this is a live shot, but they know when it's raining and they go back to the well and they, this is definitely not. I've seen this one many times before, but they go back to the well. It's a rainy day, so we're going to show rainy cars. This is live right here. And it doesn't look great, but hey, it's fine. It's okay.
It's not, though. It's the back-to-back weeks where the weekend started like crap.
True.
Right, last Saturday was hideous, was it not?
This is live right here, yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Ugh, whatever.
All right. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be very nice.
And Mother's Day looks nice.
Yes, it does. And tomorrow's fine, too, by the way.
Yeah, so that's okay. Mother's Day, a lot of pressure on Mother's Day. Got to make sure everybody's taken care of, everybody's happy. And then when you've got small children, you also have to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
I hear you.
And I know people have said to me before, like when I say, I got to do this for Mother's Day. And they'll say, well, don't you tell your wife that she's not your mother. And I'm like, that doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Well, especially when you have kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, so.
They need some help. I'm through those years now.
I mean, listen, I'm fine helping out the kids get, gifts and stuff. So they're excited. We actually have a plan today.
I believe Sal got into an issue with that.
Oh, really?
The whole Mother's Day
thing. Oh, did he?
Yes. Yeah, she's right.
So it's funny because we do the Sunday morning golf thing every when it's nice out, back nine,
wow,
first
that's
tee
amazing
time of the day.
That you can do that on Mother's Day?
Hold on, wait.
Oh.
Hold on. So I'm getting to something. Oh. So I said yes during Easter.
Okay.
The Easter Sunday. And then there were some guys who were like, oh, how'd you get away with that? Your kids waking up in Easter baskets. I'm like, come on. Like it's not Christmas. They run downstairs, they get chocolate and whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, then Mother's Day came out. No way. No how.
So you're not playing.
There were 28 people that said yes last week.
Yeah.
There were 8 that said yes this week. You cannot, under any circumstances, be out playing golf the morning of Mother's Day.
What a great morning to play, though.
Because nobody's around.
The courses have got to be half empty. They have to be.
Well, you can't. Yeah, right. If you have a wife or a mother at that point, you cannot be out there playing that morning. You got to get up before they got to let them sleep in. You got to do breakfast stuff. You got to have, everything.
Oh, that's a good idea. The 6 a.m. tee time on Sunday.
Well, that's true. But here's the thing. So we play 9. It ends up being like 2 hours. But she's going to be up around 7:30 because they're always up around 7:30. You can't do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, she tested me too. You're playing on Sunday? I was like, no, it's Mother's Day. No way.
I wouldn't think of it, honey.
Right. I said, come on.
Unless you say it's okay.
Come on, it's Mother's Day. What type of jerk do you think I am that I'd want to play?
Well, Greg, I've known you for 10 years. I kind of figured you were playing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but no way. I've learned.
That's all right. I've seen your calendar. You'll be fine.
I know. Yeah, a lot of golf.
You'll be fine.
There's a lot of golf on that calendar. Yeah, I
more surprising.
Mm-hmm.
More surprising. We go back to 2018.
Yeah.
And I tell you that Bill Belichick is dating a 24-year-old and is out of the NFL but still coaching in college. Or you have become addicted to golf. 2018, Gio.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I would probably still say Bill Belichick because there was a point in Pittsburgh that I thought about playing.
Okay.
And I've heard people get the golf bug. I'm not saying it was likely. It's totally unlikely that this would have happened. I mean, the fact that I play golf and listen to country music are two things I never thought I'd be doing at this stage of my life. because I didn't do either one of those things for many years. But yeah, I've gone full white guy.
I suppose so. It's one way of looking at it.
I've gone full suburban white dad.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. Like, I'm like full card carrying suburban white dad.
Hmm.
Country music, golf. You know, and I try, it's having two daughters. You have the exact opposite, but having two daughters, like, you try to find, you know, ways to
bond.
Right. For lack of, yes,
bond. Spend time together.
And one thing that I have found, though, is, like, golf's one of those things that Sabrina really likes. Like,
which is great.
So that is a cool thing, and I look at it like that, too. Like, it's a forever game now. I've started later, and maybe something she could play.
I told you, it's taken up the void of not being on the field with them anymore, for me.
Yeah. You know what show that she watches constantly? I don't know if you've
seen this. Happy Gilmore.
No. It has nothing to do with golf. It just reminded me that I'm probably going to have to go home and watch this with her later. It's on Netflix. It's called Is It Cake? And it's these bakers that are so good at disguising things, and they sit there and they have judges guess if the thing in front of them is cake or whatever.
Or structure.
Like a sewing machine.
Oh, wow.
And Sabrina will watch this all day long, and I'm like, Daddy, come on, let's watch another episode of Is It Cake?
I never thought I would call like they're not chefs, they're bakers.
Yeah.
Artists.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They're artists.
Oh, they're amazing, but it's like there's only so much, like, it's number four's cake that I can deal with when I get home. So I'm like, let's go to the driving range, Sabrina.
I'm telling you, Phineas and Ferb, get her into that.
Summer was watching that the other day, I told you. She was into that. She was laughing. But, yeah. Daddy, they're bringing out the knife. We're going to see which one it is. I think they cut into two and it's cake.
Just act excited for them.
No, I know. Of course I do. I know. And then it becomes competitive and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm right and she's wrong. I'm like, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I trash talking my 7-year-old daughter?
Wait till she gets really good at golf and you'll really be trash talking her.
Yeah, she's already almost as good as I am.
Right.